scripture says. And so when he gave them leave, at verse 13, he said, forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And look, sometimes the pig got more sense than we do. The pig said, oh no, you can't live here. But let me show you something in the story of the pigs here. The pigs, look, they ran violently down the steep place unto the sea, and they were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Look at this. The pigs, they ran down. One thing that possession will do to you is run you down. Possession, demonic possession, will lead you from a high place and bring you low. Not only that, but it will choke you up. Oh, come on and say amen. In other words, to choke means that you can't get air. What the word air in the Hebrew is, it means spirit. Or in the Greek, pneuma, it means spirit. And so the demonic possession will choke you to the point that you can't receive what's spiritual. Amen. When a person can't receive spiritual things, that means they have a demonic possession, because what's spiritual is not working in their life. Now, we got to understand something, though. The devil, he is spiritual, but he's not powerful. Lord, help me. Some people think that the devil is omnipotent, that he has all power, that he's all powerful, but only God is all powerful. The devil is not opposite of God. He's opposite of you, and you have power to put him under your feet. He's your enemy, amen? He already knows that he can't beat.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy 2 and 15. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Now, this word is a rich word, whether you are a young child, whether you are a teenager, young adult, middle-aged adult, or senior saint. This is a rich and relevant word for every child of God. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Begin reading now.
The proof of God, a work
right. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Paul is admonishing not only young Timothy, but every believer in Christ to Study the Word of God. Listen at this. Personally. Personally. He admonishes personal study of the Word. Why? Because it is important for you to know what thus saith the Lord, and not just what someone says the Lord has said. That's why so many people have been misled, they have been fooled, they have been deceived, they've been messed over, and many other things, because they do not know the Word of God. And I believe that in the Christian church, the church has lost much of its power because we have people who say they know the Lord, but they don't know the Lord's Word. You cannot truly know God apart from His Word. God's Word is His revealed mind. God's Word is His revealed will. God's Word is God's revealed way. And if you don't know His Word, then you don't really know God. You don't know Him. You might think you know Him. You may know of Him, but you don't know Him. Because we learn Him through His Word. And so Paul encourages Timothy and every believer to be able to personally study the Word of God. He says, listen, study to show who? Thyself, yourself. Show yourself what? Approved unto man? Approved to your Sunday school teacher? Approved to your pastor? Approved to somebody you're arguing with about the Bible? Approved who? Unto God. All right? So now, he admonishes personal study of the Word. Secondly, he goes on to say, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now he's talking about appropriate preparation. Appropriate preparation. Listen, how many times have you tried to witness somebody and your mind and your heart was on trying to be a blessing, but nothing would come up, and therefore it didn't come out? And you felt inadequate in that moment, because it's like, Lord, I wish I had something to say in this moment. I wish I knew something that could comfort, that could counsel this person, that could encourage this person. But if you don't put it down, you can't pull it up. And so there must be appropriate preparation for life itself. Not only for you to live, but for the Word of God to live through you. Listen, you are God's representative here on planet Earth, and you need to know when God needs somebody to speak on His behalf, He needs a child of God, a representative of God, someone who knows the Word to say what thus said the Lord, and then be able to show them where He said it at. And if we are not appropriately prepared, listen, we make the Lord ashamed, and we make the devil glad, because he sees that we have not put in the time to know the Word that we are claiming we know. And therefore, it leaves us powerless. Powerless. You can't even fight the devil when you ain't got no word. Can I just throw this out to you parenthetically? Do you know, even though Jesus is the personification of the word, he is the word in person, when he had been baptized and led of the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and fasted, and when he had come through with that fasting and he was and hungered, the word said, the enemy shows up and tested him. And he said, turn these stones into bread. And guess what Jesus told him? Man. Well, before he said man, he said, it is written. It's already in the book, Satan. It's a record recorded in the book. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's how our spirit man lives, our soul lives, through the words that proceed out of the mouth of God that are recorded in this Bible. And so when we are appropriately prepared, we can fight the devil with the word. He didn't have to argue with the devil. He didn't have to cry before the devil. He didn't have to fall prey before the devil, because he knew what thus said God. And that's what we have to do. Know the word so much so that when the devil comes and comes against us, we've got something to fight him with. When we pray, we've got to know the word in order to know what to pray for. Because if we pray according to the word, then we're already praying according to God's will. And all we have to do is align ourselves up with the word, which is his will. And then God will give to us those things according to his words. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, listen to what he said. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto who? You. So you don't have to always wind up crying, Lord, if it be your will, do such and such. Lord, I don't know if your will or not, but if you studied the word, you know whether it's his will or not. And then you can say, Lord, according to your word, according to your will, be it unto me as I do thus and such and so in obedience to this word. And so you have to be appropriately prepared. And the last part of that verse says, rightly dividing, cutting it right down the middle, rightly dividing the word of what? The word of truth. Truth is truth in every generation, in every situation, in every person, and in every problem. Truth is truth is truth. And when you know the truth, it's the truth that shall make you free. Devil can't bind you when you got the truth, because it's the truth that liberates you. It's the truth you know that you have that freedom in Christ, because he has already shown to you. He's already given to you. He's already revealed to you what the truth is. And when you know the truth, the devil in hell can't take it from you. Amen. and therefore he cannot win because you have the truth of God on your side. Let me move on to another point. Isaiah said in the 28th chapter, in the 10th verse, and the context of this is drunkards and unrighteous priests and haters and all did not like the way Isaiah taught the word. And they kind of scorned him because Isaiah 28:10 says, "For it must be precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little." What was Isaiah saying? Very simply, my brothers and sisters, this is for everyone. Like I said, from a child on to a mature Christian, you've got to know this, that you don't get God's word, the revelation thereof, and the full understanding by opening it up and reading it once over. You got to go back over it again and again and again and again. And you got to read it line upon line upon line upon line. And then you got to get a little revelation from here and a little revelation from there. Might be out of commentary, might be out of a rhema word, might be out of your own study that God speaks to your heart and shows you some truths. How many of you been reading the word of God for many years and you have seen over the years how he kept taking you deeper in the word, how he kept showing you more and more truths about the word, how when you thought you knew all there was, you kept on reading and he kept on revealing more and more. It's because all that is in the word is in the word, but all that is to come out of the word has not come out of the word. That's why you can never exhaust the whole word of God. And don't ever think you that deep where you can't get deeper. Don't ever think that you know all that more than anybody. You might know more than a few folk, but you don't know more than everybody knows. And we've discovered one real truth. The more you know, the more you realize you don't know. The more you begin to hunger for a truer, deeper, more realistic understanding of the word of God. Let me give you one principle and I'm going to close this message. I just believe that God was sharing with me to share with you in this new year. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. But here's what you need to know. You need to know how to access him for yourself. You need to know how to call him up and expect him to answer your call. You need to know how to go into this word and get what you need and come out and live this word victoriously. And I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, if there ever was a day, if there ever was a time, you're going to need to know it for yourself. It's right now. You don't wait till the storm come to prepare for the storm. You prepare before the storm. So when the storm comes here, you're already prepared. And you more than anyone else will have survival skills that will cause you to weather the storm. A little boy was listening to his father study the word of God. And the little boy was really interested because he was interested in knowing God more sincerely. He wanted to know God more personally. He wanted to understand the word. And his father chose a text that the father was interested in, but it captivated the interest of the young boy. But with his interest came questions. And one of the things that I like about the Word of God is if you study it enough, the questions you have, God has the answers to. Amen. So he was studying the text I preached from this morning, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And he started off, if. And instead of rushing through the word, he took his time. And the little boy noticed how he meticulously went through every word of the text. And the little boy said, Daddy, why is it that you take so long going through the text? Why you just don't read it straight? And the daddy told him, because you can't get the meaning just running through the scripture. You've got to take your time and let the text talk to you. Let the text talk to you. He said, if, the boy says, what then, Daddy? Daddy said, if my people. The boy says, what then, Daddy? He says, if my people, which are called by my name. The boy says, what then, Daddy? He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. What, Daddy? He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. He says, what then, Daddy? He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. He says, what then, Daddy? He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. The little boy said, and what then, Daddy? The daddy says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. The boy said, what then, Daddy? The daddy says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. The little boy said, and what then, Daddy? And the daddy looked at him and said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land, period. The little boy said, What do you think the little boy said? No, he said, wow. Wow, daddy. Wow. The daddy says, son, did you understand what I said? The little boy said, how could I not, daddy? You went through it 10 times. He said, well, tell me what you think I said. The little boy said, well, it sounded like to me, you said, if you live right and you repent, God will mend you from your sins and then bless you in the end. And he offers this salvation to every man, all men. He says, and with God we win. And so as a result of that, daddy, count me in. Here's what the daddy recognized, that the repetition, remember Isaiah said, precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. Listen, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Every time that man went back through that scripture, that little boy was able to grab a little bit more because of the repetition. What happened? Three things happened. The boy, one, paid attention. He paid attention. Every time the daddy went back through that verse again, he increased his comprehension. He was able to understand it better the next time than he did the time before. And then thirdly, he was able to establish his retention. He was able to hold on to it and learn it. Listen, you can't know the word of God if you don't go over it and go over it and go over it and go over it. You have got to be able to know that word repetitiously over and over again so that you can then hide it in your heart, like David said, so that you might not sin against God. But here's the good thing about hiding it in your heart. When you hide it, you're not hiding it from yourself. You're hiding it from the enemy. You're hiding it from the thief. You're hiding it from the evildoer. You're hiding it from the wicked one. And when you need it, you know right where it is, and you can pull it out at the moment you need it, because it's real and it's true. And my brothers and sisters, I promise you, you're going to need the Lord more this year in your personal walk with God than you have ever needed him before. And I got news for you. Everybody that claim they want what's best for you don't want what's best for you. And you need to know the one who wants and knows and gives the best to you, and his name is Jesus. And when we learn how to operate according to that same word, we would be able to be the lights in this dark world that God wants us to be. How sad it is that if I were to ask many of us in this house today, can you quote 10 scriptures and tell me where you found them at and say them word for word, verbatim, as the scripture? 10. I say 100. I said, 10. If you're in that number, I'm talking to you. Amen. Get in the word. It's a warning. Get in the word. Awaken to the reality that stuff is coming down the pike. that you have got to be ready for.